This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, listen, we got to get the mojo back, all right? We got to get true to the blue. F those Astros. We should make shirts like that.
I don't know.
F those Astros. Yeah, well, anyway, we have the KISW baseball shirt. It doesn't quite have that sentiment, but you know that's what we mean. Tired of Houston.
Yeah.
Ruining our dreams, our hopes.
Couple close ones, too.
Yeah. That's the good news about that. You're right. We weren't blown out. So, I mean, that means, you know what? It's still a good season. And get your KISW baseball shirt. Keep the mojo going. True to the blue. Or you can also get it in black as well.
Back in black. True to the blue.
Yeah. KISW baseball shirt. You want it? Get it. KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Let's just pump it up for Monday.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's happening?
Not Wednesday.
I know, it's not Wednesday. It's not Tuesday.
Be nice, but it's not.
It's Monday, so we got to pump it up.
Looking gorgeous out there, too, man.
I know, it's so beautiful.
It's about time.
It's nice.
I'm tired of the sogginess. Let's get some sun in this jerk.
Oh, was it soggy for you?
Well, were you not here yesterday?
No,
where were you?
I was in Alaska
this weekend.
You were in Alaska?
Yeah.
I took a ton of pictures and posted all over Facebook.
I knew
I was posting pictures at different places, but I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
Yeah, I went up to Anchorage for the weekend.
Oh, that's right. I remember you said you were doing that.
Yeah.
And what kind of vehicle were you riding in?
We rode in a bright green stretch Hummer.
That's why you were. I was wondering, like, what is he doing running around Tacoma in a Hummer?
Oh, yeah. That was all Alaska, baby.
Oh, wow.
You should ride in a bright green Hummer.
Of all the places to go ride in a Hummer,
I knew a guy who had a Hummer, so he had to ride around in it.
All righty.
I do like that your Airbnb was stocked with a certain item.
Yeah. What was it stocked with?
You made a post about bear spray.
Oh, yeah. There's bears up in Alaska.
Do you remember you were in Alaska at all?
Barely.
Okay.
Get it? Barely.
Oh.
Thank you. All right, fine. We're not pumped up here.
I'm so dumb with this.
We need to get to our contestant today. We've got Kyle in Puyallup. Kyle, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Breaking Benjamin along with Chevelle and 3 Days Grace. They're going to be at the White River Amphitheater on September 22nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, get them now at LiveNation.com.
Hey. Let's play.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah.
Before it gets weirder.
Yeah, that's for sure. Get out.
Get on out, brother.
For those playing at home, Kyle will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Kyle, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
We'll do it.
What year in the 1920s was the character Betty Crocker first introduced?
1926.
No.
1925.
No.
1928.
No. From 81 to 89, who was the first lady of the United States?
Pass.
Who were the two children of the Adams family?
I can't think of it. Pass.
What location of the human body is the axilla better known as?
What is it?
What location on the human body is the axilla better known as?
Axilla? Pass.
In the 30s, Jacob Schick first patented what? The electric what?
Razor.
Yes! Which major sports hall of fame is located in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Pass.
The first Pizza Hut was founded in what decade?
The 80s?
No.
90s?
No.
2000?
No! And, Kyle, you got a single digit there. Got a one.
I kind of think Kyle. I think Kyle deserved that.
Okay.
I mean, some of these answers, it's like, really, Pizza Hut had a what in 2000s?
Yeah.
That's when they first came around?
Well, okay. I mean, yeah.
I got no time for Kyle.
Yeah, hey, Kyle, don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah, he makes Dakota look smart, and that's not easy to do.
That's not true, because Kyle got one.
Yeah.
Dakota got zero. So, I mean, I know. That's not really going to work out there.
I need to have a conversation with Kyle. See, I think he might have been busy. He might have been distracted. I don't know what he was doing.
No. We don't need to turn this into another half hour of you berating a poor guy for getting a terrible score.
I just feel like Kyle wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I'll try to do better next week.
All right, there you go. Fair enough.
Hey, right. Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What year in the 1920s was the character Betty Crocker first introduced?
1922.
No.
25.
No.
26.
No! From 81 to 89, who was the first lady of the United States?
Barbara Bush.
No.
Oh, wait, 81. Nancy Reagan.
Yes! Who are the two children of the Addams Family?
There's Wednesday. And Chuck?
No.
Good old Chuck.
Wednesday and Monday?
No.
Nice.
There's Wednesday and Joey D's.
No. What location on the human body is the axilla better known as?
The throat?
No.
Oh. The lungs?
No.
The esophagus?
No. Okay. In the 30s, Jacob Schick first patented the electric what?
Razor.
Yes. Nice. Which major sports hall of fame is located in Springfield, Massachusetts?
It's Darth Vader.
That's Darth Vader.
Football.
No.
Basketball.
Yes. The first Pizza Hut was founded in what decade?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
No. 90s. 1, 2, 3. Steve, you did terrible, but you did way better than Kyle, who got one. So you win.
Nice going, Kyle.
The best there, huh?
And, you know what, Kyle? I'd give you a little bit of a break because Steve sucked too, so maybe they were tough questions.
All right, there goes Kyle.
Yep.
I like somebody texting and saying, you guys are getting a lot of idiots lately.
And then there's Steve.
And then Steve got three, so. These are some tough questions.
Well, but I would argue the Betty Crocker question, unless it's a significant date that we should know. But
no, it's just a tough one.
Why would we know that day? I mean, you might as well just go, hey.
Well, I didn't ask the day. I asked the year.
Well, that date, I should say. So you got a 1 in 10 chance of getting it right.
But didn't you give a clue, though, with it?
Like, No.
It's like what in this decade?
No, I did the 20s, 1920s.
Yeah, so you have to.
But I didn't do like early, mid, or late like I normally did. I just decided to make it a hard one.
See, that's the thing. It's a win.
Yeah, no, that's what I was curious about.
Yeah, normally he does. Go mids or lates or whatever, but this one he just decided that maybe somebody should know, and I don't know why we would even care.
Anybody fashion a guess?
I don't care.
23.
No.
25.
20. No.
20.
21.
Huh?
21.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's the only question I'm like,
Yeah, I know. I can tell. Yeah. Well, BJ, who are the two children of the Addams Family?
Pugsley's the other one.
Yes.
Pugsley.
Would you have accepted Hubert? Because there's technically three kids.
That's from Addams Family Values.
Yeah. I mean,
that doesn't count.
It does, too. It's totally canon.
If somebody had actually said Pubert, I would have allowed it.
It's mostly because it's fun to say Pubert.
Yeah, it's actually really funny to say that. So if someone knew it and were that deep into it, yes. Does anybody know the location on the human body that the axilla is better known as?
Armpit.
Oh, good call.
How do you know that?
Because that's similar to the word for armpit in Spanish, axilla.
Oh, really? Oh,
cheated.
No, I'm not cheating. I know another language. How's that cheating?
It is cheating. You're right.
It's like going to school or going on the internet and learning something for your entire life. How is that not cheating?
Very much cheating.
Born into that. That's not fair.
You shouldn't have knowledge because you know things.
Yeah, I shouldn't know a whole other thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
She's disqualified.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Finally, also, the first Pizza Hut was founded in what decade?
Well, at this point, we'd have to go 50s.
Exactly. There you go.
I didn't know they went back that far.
Well, Kyle said the 2000s. And I'm like,
How old was Kyle? That's not, I mean, in all fairness, maybe he's young and just thought,
he's
known as Pizza Hut. And he figured, okay, I was born in the 90s. Maybe it started in the 2000s.
You know what? That's a good reason. So maybe.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, okay.
We need to come up with some reason for what happened.
Right.
Why not that?
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 3 correct.
Well, caller 3, usually you're not this lucky, but yeah, you are this time. Caller 3 gets tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Chevelle and 3 Days Grace at White River Amphitheater. Caller number 3, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 3. Okay, so we talked about how a lot of people don't brush their teeth.
Yes.
A lot of people just don't brush their teeth. And yet there's a new study that found that, our teeth are the number one thing about our looks that we worry about. So you think more people should be doing it as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I'm like, okay, I got to get these whitening strips because I'm like, this sucks. You know, the older you get, certain things get a little more discolored, but I don't know if I'm like too self-conscious about it. When I was younger, I was.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little self-conscious. I used to think my teeth were awesome, but now that everybody's whitening up, I thought my teeth were the best part because it's like, you know what? They were relatively straight. They were always getting good checkups, but because I'm normally aging and I'm not going down the road of just getting the massive white procedure that everybody gets, my teeth look dirty even though they're what they're supposed to look like age, but now the world has changed.
See, I feel like your guys' teeth is fine. I just have a lot of friends who are smokers and I look at their teeth and they could be the most attractive people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then they smile and you can tell. It's a difference when you're a smoker.
Yeah. We were all used to that back in the day, though. You're right. But now that a lot of people don't smoke, it's very noticeable. But if you look at some of the old movie stars.
Yeah, no one was whitening their teeth back then.
And they had smoker's teeth, like Vicky talked about. But it was never anything that people noticed. I never noticed smoker's teeth until people stopped smoking.
See, for me, it was more just as a kid, that was like the number one thing I got made fun of, was because my mouth was bigger than the rest of me. I grew into my mouth. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I don't think my mouth grew any more than it was when I was a kid. It was just this giant, big-ass mouth on this little person head, and the big teeth, and being called like Bugs Bunny and stupid crap like that.
Yeah.
So like, for the longest time, I was super self-conscious about it. But then I get older, I was like, I don't care.
I mean, Freddie Mercury kind of had the same similar thing.
Yeah.
But. Well, it served him well. See, Steve can't sing. Freddie Mercury at least could sing.
You don't know if I can't sing.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've heard you.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Sister.
Yeah, we know. Yeah,
you didn't get whatever. I mean, Freddie talked about extra tooth or whatever.
We're not gonna take it.
See?
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Just like Queen. Well, how did they not hire you? The hell was Brian May thinking of?
I sing great.
Yeah. How long were you going to, I mean, seriously, you're going to really hurt the people? Joey Deese, do not fist pump and encourage this.
Thank you.
This Joe
Deese
talent.
This is why I want to go to karaoke with you.
Do you?
You're going to have to get me blacked out drunk to do
this. I can do this.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm not going to karaoke to listen to this. Seriously.
We'll get you drunk too.
No, you don't understand. I'll just go into a bathroom and listen to people take a dump at this point.
We can do that too.
I feel like that was insulting towards my way, but I'm going to act like I didn't hear it.
No, it wasn't. No, it was totally complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm looking at this thing about the top 5 things people worry about.
Okay.
And I am so happy I'm getting to that 0 F's given stage of my life.
All right, what's the next one? We got teeth.
Our hair. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, it's always funny when someone will call me like baldy, like they think that's going to hurt my feelings. And it's like, I've been bald since I started shaving my head, probably mid-20s, maybe late 20s. So I've had over a decade of just having this hairstyle. I don't care. And in fact, I laugh at the rest of you with hair because I don't have to spend time in the shower. Drying my hair, easy.
Are people still thinking that like baldy's a thing? There's so many bald people now. It's like, it's completely normal.
I knew like in early 20s and I knew a kid in high school who started going bald at like 16, 17.
Yeah, that
and then
sucks.
That
yeah.
was tough.
That sucks. Yeah, because I knew a dude like that too, 16 years old. It's tough.
So, like, I get like early 20s. It's a fear. It's a legit fear.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, if anybody's in their, like, I mean, late 30s and beyond, I mean, you call them baldy. What are you, stupid? Nobody cares anymore. How about, so we got our teeth, number one, that people care about. Our hair is number two. Then our weight, and I am close to 0 F's given on that department.
I still care about that. More for myself. I mean, I just don't want to constantly be... I mean, there's enough things about me that repulse myself when I look in the mirror. I'd like to be able to control one of them, and that's my weight.
Oh, good job.
I can't really fix the face part.
Yeah. See, yeah, you can't do anything about that.
So if I can fix the weight part...
How would you be mad about that? That wasn't your job. You can do, the man upstairs you can talk to about that. That's all not right. You.
I was wondering where you were going with this. You're like, there's parts of me I look in the mirror, I'm repulsed by, and honestly, I wasn't thinking face.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I like something else.
I'm very proud of that.
Okay.
Why would you, Vicky, why would you think he'd be repulsed by his area?
That, totally like, proud.
When anybody would say, if it's not their weight, but they are repulsed by their body, like my immediate thought is something, you know.
Oh, I'm fine with this.
Yeah, that's, and I thought, I feel like you're very proud of it. You're very vocal how proud you are.
Are you repulsed by any, like, private area of your body? I mean,
maybe, like, some undercarriage areas look a little funny.
Really?
I got, like, a lot of freckles on my body that I didn't know about.
Huh. Oh.
That I recently discovered.
I'm you like, got freckles?
Yeah, or birthmarks. I don't know. I'm just really spotty, I guess.
Oh, I'm curious, because, you don't
like,
know.
Like, you go play Connect the Dots, BJ.
Right? Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm curious, because you have no spots on you at all.
I do have. I have a ton of freckles.
Oh, like, points at something that I can't even see.
I can't even see either, Steve. She's medicated. You are nuts, Vicky.
Oh, that's just like a little, like...
Yeah, I got one on my stomach, on my... I have them all over the
body. Well, yeah, everybody has, like, little birthmarky things.
Yeah, but, like, when, you know, you
you're
look at videos...
You're repulsed by that?
Not repulsed, but surprised.
Oh, surprise is different than repulsed.
I was just like, huh.
That's, I mean, look, unless you have a micro penis, I think you're okay. I mean, you can easily find out where you stand up in the world. Now, granted,
when at the urinal, you look at the guy next to you, you're like, oh, I'm doing all right.
Okay, well, yeah, cool. I mean, I don't get on that road. I just take a look at the stats. I think, though, that the pornography industry has surely set expectations where men can feel badly about, maybe they go, wow, I can't believe I'm not that. But actually, you know what? Those people are just massive overachievers as opposed to most of us are in good shape.
That's why you got to go to the amateur section, and then you know what's really going on.
All right.
There you go. I helped.
Yeah.
Now, did you there, Spotty McGee? Are you sure you helped us there, you spotted freak?
Really? You're the one criticizing.
See? Well, because I don't want to bother you. Because our skin is the next thing.
Skin, okay.
And I can see Vicky already is like looking at her skin like, what's up?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a pimple popper just because it just bothers me. So it's like I need to get rid of them. And it's stupid because I end up scarring myself.
Were you guys, when you were teens, did you get screwed by pimples?
Oh, I did.
Acne.
Yeah.
I was
good
lucky.
For you, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit like on the neck, like from shaving and stuff. Uh-huh. But for the most part, my brother had a bad on his chest. Like, he had to go see a dermatologist.
Oh, really?
And I thought, oh, I'm so screwed. And I luckily didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, because Joey D's, you didn't get it, but Sarah got it a little bit. Like, she got that from me.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, so I think you got your mom let you, because I don't think your mom had much. But me, oh, yeah, I was crater face.
I always felt bad for those kids that just had, like, it was just
everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like
severe.
And I felt bad for girls, because for guys, it's like, well, we're dorky looking anyway. It sucks, but I mean, for a girl to have to just be massive crater face, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of medications nowadays and makeup that you can use, but it's still not fun. It's painful.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, I mean, kids are cruel.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one thing I couldn't do, though. I couldn't call anybody anything because, I mean, I was zit boy. It was like, well, I'm
zit
not a boy.
That didn't
zit
stop you from
boy.
Calling people things.
Yeah, but I couldn't do the zit route.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, it was like, well, you know, it was like, what am I going to do? And then finally, the thing we worry about is our clothing, which, again, I'm zero F's given. Some of the outfits I went out in my pajamas. I was so happy yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I did. I put a pajama top on because I thought it was going to be cold. And I'm like, ah.
A pajama top?
You should come to work in pajamas.
Yeah, my wife's apartment's being worked on, so all my clothes were there. So all I had was this pajama top that I brought over. And I'm like, I'm too lazy to go.
But what about pants? You have pajama pants on, too?
Oh, I didn't wear any pants.
No, okay. Dear.
Because the top.
That's how I like to see
free.
You.
Free! No, too soon? Okay. Yeah. But I don't care. Like, I usually get worried about that stuff, but I'm starting to go, I don't care.
Yeah.
No one's looking at me for fashion. I'm kind of, and I was down in Orange County, and I get frustrated because everybody just gets dressed to the nines for everything. And I thought, God, that's the greatest thing about Seattle. People just dress casually here where, you know, you're at the supermarket. You know, you shouldn't look like you're ready to go to a runway show. And everybody down in Orange County, you know, you go to like a Safeway down there. And I'm like, really, Charlize Theron? Really? This is how you got to dress up just to pick up a gallon of milk? Seriously?
See, whenever I go to places where everyone's super fancy dressed, I do take great comfort in seeing me just in a black t-shirt and a pair of Levi's. And some chucks, and I'm just like, oh, they're just totally judging me. I think it's hilarious.
But I feel like it's, especially in places like Orange County, I have a friend who went down there and someone's like, are you from Seattle? I can tell because of your Birkenstocks. I'm like, dude, it must have sucked. You know, you have these women that are, you know, Hollywood dimes. You're competing against them to get laid. She's like, no, I've never got laid more in my life.
Oh, really?
Just because I'm the different one.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
The curvy girl with dark hair and, you know, wearing Birkenstocks.
Oh, you know what? You know what, Vicky, you're absolutely right, because I don't see, like, when I see a woman that, like, you know, looks like she might be from, like you said, because everybody's blonde and everybody has just got fake boobs. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a Barbie world down there. It's insane. And then all of a sudden you see somebody who's normal, you know, and you go, hey, all right, I can see how that could be a thing. All right, Steve.
What's up?
You're okay. Your clothes are okay. Your teeth are okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah,
you're okay.
And most importantly, the package is fine.
There you go. Now, I'm a little repulsed by your package, but I think I'm glad you're not. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by CHI Franciscan. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it is fair game. You get to do it, but Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, I have to gong you and then say
goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Skyler in Lake Stevens, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shea!
Who cares?
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up? What's happening?
All right, so a couple weeks ago, you guys were talking about getting fired for a tattoo. Well, I got one of those.
You got fired because of a tattoo? Where was it? What was it?
It's on my right forearm. It's Mickey Mouse. It ain't no usual Mickey Mouse. He's flipping the bird, smoking a cigarette, and drinking a Ronye.
There we go.
I like the local connection to it. Yeah. Mulrainier beer.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, sir. That's all I drink.
All right, so what kind of establishment, what business was it that said, yeah, Mickey flipping the bird is not going to be
worth it? Yeah. It was the company that supplied, like, local stores like Rite Aid or Walgreens and stuff like that, and I was picking bins. We weren't dealing with the public or anything, you know, but I was inside pulling the things to ship out to the store, and I guess somebody talked to the boss and said it was offensive, you know, so they were like, okay, all right, you know, you got to cover it up. So I wore this, like, arm strap around it, you know, right, and cover it up. And then, you know, I just got tired of it. So I was like, F that, you know, and took it off. And then one day, I got away with it for about 3 days. Anyways, this one lady was like, oh, my gosh, that's so offensive. You need to cover that up. And I'm like, how is it so offensive? It's not saying anything derogatory or anything besides flipping the bird.
Well, that's, yeah, you know, but you understand what flipping the bird means, right?
Yeah, I mean, F off, F you, you know, whatever.
You don't think that's offensive?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I guess
here's the thing, Skyler.
You know, anything.
Here's the thing, Skyler. I don't mind people doing what they're doing, but I mean, the what men do for other men is when we sit down and go, dude, look, you know, for whatever reason, you wanted to be that guy. Now you understand the ramifications of being that guy. People aren't going to like it, and you know they're not going to like it. You kind of get a rise out of it, and you know you probably dug the fact that people were offended by it. It kind of gives you a little jolly. Let's be honest, because people that do stuff like that and then go, what the hey, whatever. It's like, dude, you like trolling people. You want people to be pissed at you. You want it to be the point where you are just basically done, that you get fired. How's that going to work for you as you go on in life, that you just want to piss people off and you know you're doing it? It's some kind of jolly thing you get. I mean,
hey man, people like stirring the pot.
Yeah, I know, but where's that going to get you when, you know, you can't get a pot to stir no more?
Hey, I drive trucks now, so I'm doing pretty great.
Oh, you do? Okay, so now you can have whatever you want.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys every morning. You know, I love you guys. I've listened to you guys 10 years. So.
Here's my question. I don't understand how a Mickey Mouse flipping the bird is offensive to somebody. Like, I understand what you're saying.
I'm with you, Steve. I get it. You got to be kidding me.
And I get the
pissed
vibe that, Skyler, you knew that you were going to get in trouble for this, but you were at that point where you're like, you know what, F them.
Oh, yeah. I went to the job interview with a long sleeve shirt on. I know what's up.
All right. Well, you know what? Good. As long as you know what's up, because I, you
can
know,
you send us a picture of this tattoo, though. Yeah. I want to see it because I just think it sounds awesome.
I've seen. It feels like a similar tattoo. I think I've seen at least Mickey Mouse given the bird tattoos. I've seen that before.
Shirts and different things like that, but not holding a can of Rainier.
All right.
That's what makes it awesome.
The Rainier is cool. And Skyler, as long as you know what's up. I mean, I get worried about some of my boys in my life that didn't know what's up and they didn't learn until a later age and they were miserable. And I go, dude, you've always been that idiot. But if you know what's up, I'm happy for you, dude.
Hey, man, life's great. I love it.
All right. Well, that's all. I'm glad to hear that. You know, he's been listening for 10 years. It says he's 25. He's been listening since 15.
He's the way that he is because of us. So there's no one to blame but you, BJ.
Yes.
I know
what
I
learned by watching you.
So, you know what? Look, he's right. You're right, Steve. You're absolutely right because I was that guy. So I am speaking from experience. It wasn't so much what I would wear and put on my body. It'd be what I say.
Yeah.
Because I would love to stir the pot with what I say.
Exactly.
Because I'm with you. It's like, I don't understand, let something bother you that's on somebody's skin. What do you care?
I mean, there's more offensive tattoos out there.
Yes.
Just from bad artwork or whatever. But, you have a tattoo that has a middle finger. It's not, he's not coming up to you, lady, that was offended and saying, hey, in a Mickey voice.
Hey, let me get it wrong.
You know what I mean? How is that offending you? What is it about a picture of a cartoon character with a middle finger really doing to bother you in your day?
Hey, and whatever happened to sticks and stones? That's the other thing I would say, because a lot of times it's those older folks that would be pissed off by that, and it's like they grew up in the sticks and stones generation.
But even the sticks and stones is based on, you know, things that are like being said to you. He's not saying it to
exactly.
Her.
It's even less of a problem.
I feel like with older generations, it doesn't matter what your tattoo is, they're going to have a problem with it. Like, I have flowers on my shins.
That's offensive.
It's offensive. Oh, and I've seen dirty ladies just look me up and or give me the hairy eyeball. Look me up and down.
Dirty ladies. Dirty ladies.
She gave me the dirty look.
Dirty
the hairy eyeball. And just, I'm like, lady, they're flowers. They're not, it's not a middle finger. It's not a bad word. It's just, it's the fact that it is a tattoo offends people.
Which I think is just so dumb. It's like, what's going on in your life? Like, you care? You know, when you get older, and I don't know what it is. Like, older people should have zero F's given, but it seems like it doesn't happen. And I can't wait to where I don't care about anything. Mm-hmm. Wear whatever tattoo you want. What does that got to do with me? Just let me sit in my chair.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand the whole attitude of, I'm so offended by this cartoon drawing on a man's skin. I need to let the authorities know.
Yeah, I know.
Have him fired.
I'm going to do something about this because I shouldn't have to see things in life I don't like.
Yeah, yeah. It's just silly. I think that whole thing is just silly, but the tattoo is a very creative idea.
Yeah. The Rainier, like you said, is really clever. That's awesome. That's a good touch. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Someone just texted, so anyone watch Game of Thrones last night?
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, listen, we're not going to spoil anything because we know that, first of all, there's some people on our show that haven't even watched
it. Yes, hello. Yeah.
Right. But it was,
I heard
it,
the Starks killed Han Solo.
Yes.
What? Well, come on. Hey, after the Red Wedding, the Starks, really, they got to get back at somebody. Okay?
Like, my mom and I were both excited about it. We go downstairs, and it's like, we're going to watch it together, and I'm glad we did not, because there's always boobies.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, you'll have that.
Well, we had the argument. It's like, should we watch it in Spanish or English? She wanted Spanish, I wanted English, so we had to go our separate ways.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get that, you know, it's better for her in Spanish, but you really get the original acting if you watch it in English.
Yeah,
as opposed to some bad... Are they doing a good job?
They do. Lately, in the last few years, they've done a really good job, especially on the big shows, getting those translations and just the right voice actors.
Because I know whenever I've watched movies in the past where it's been foreign movies and they get the English actors doing it, they just don't do anybody any justice.
No, they do a good job.
Yeah. It was good. It was, it was really a good episode. And it's like, I can't believe it's almost been 2 years since I've seen a new one. It's nuts.
It was pretty fast paced for first episode of a season, but they have to be.
Yeah.
And this is the shortest episode, I think, of the entire season, because after that, they're going to be like hour and 20 minutes.
So even though we only have like 6 episodes left, they're going to be like mega episodes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, it was good. And of course, finally, we're getting to see what we all want, which is, you know, this is it. Last 6 episodes. So stuff's going to start happening finally. And, you know, they've been saying winter is coming for 9 years or so, right? Well, winter has finally come. Let's just say that. Winter has finally come, everybody. But it's a great show. Can I just say this to all my Facebook moron friends.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, here we go.
Here we are.
Okay.
You tell them, BJ.
Yeah. You are not the only idiot that's not watching Game of Thrones, and I don't care that you're not. I don't care that you're not interested. I just don't care.
Preach.
Just go do something else. Let us have our fun, okay? My God, I don't sit there and go on your page and talk about all the lame-ass stuff you do. Yes, Mark, I'm talking to you. All right.
Yeah, like I saw, like I think on the BJ and Migs page, they asked Kate, in just using a GIF, how would you describe, without any spoilers, last night's episode? And some people are like, I don't care. I didn't watch it. It's like, okay, then why are you posting? You care enough to post.
Don't bother posting.
Yes, for a gift, they're giving you one.
Yeah.
So describe how you liked last night's episode.
Yeah, we're so tired of you idiots. Really, just stop commenting and ruining people's fun. Just don't comment.
It's always funny because some people get annoyed with like somebody posting nonstop about a television show or a movie, and it's like, sometimes I just have to keep scrolling. I'm like, I'm so sick of reading about this. But I'm not gonna. I find it more annoying the people that are complaining about the people that are doing things.
Yeah,
like, if I have to see one more person talk about Game of Thrones, blah 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 blah. I'm like, well, now you're talking about it too.
Yeah, it's like, look, this is something that a lot of us love, and we're all actually bonding and being cool and not being mean to each other, and yet someone's still got to be mean.
And it doesn't matter what you're into, if you're a nerd or not. This is a show my mom and I both love, and we both can talk about. Like, I don't watch like the other crap she watches, and she doesn't watch the crap I watch.
Yeah, this is this
exactly.
It's transcended nerdiness. This show has become so well known as an amazing, epic television production. Whether you're a geek or not, you've got to give it the nod, and you have to, you know. And I was late to the Game of Thrones party myself, so it's an epic show with amazing acting, and we've seen some of these kids grown up. I mean, Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, is just amazing. And I watched the show after the show, and they showed basically the first episode where you see her as this little kid, and then they showed her just in this current episode, and it's like, whoa, you know, you've grown up with this person. Which is pretty, it's pretty amazing. Except like Bran. I mean, Bran is just so old looking. Looks like a guy, and he was such a little tyke back in the day,
right? Because they even show in the beginning, like, hey, you know, this is what's gone on the last couple seasons. What's relevant to this episode? And you do see him. He looks like he's 4 foot, and now he's this big, lanky old dude.
I will say this: it was epic because this episode, finally, everybody's coming home. Yep. And so people are seeing people that they haven't seen in a while, and the acting, like, there weren't a lot of words said. This is what I loved about the episode. Just the expressions on people's faces when they got to see people. And I'm like, okay, and that to me shows a well done show when they don't overload stuff with dialogue, but they just let sometimes facial expressions, and you get to see great actors actually show what they can do without speaking. There was a lot of good stuff like that in the ep. So anything else you want to spell, Rev? Can I spoil anything else for
you? No, don't say anything.
All right, fine.
Great.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, so this was on the loose. You picked the topic. And Jon Snow is still alive. Sorry.
He's got syphilis, I heard.
Wow.
Well, actually,
got
Steve.
It from some chick named Winter.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. There's a nice subtle one there. Good job.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. Your calls, your texts at 9:33. I was going to say Winter is, but I'm not going to say the second part.
You're picking up what I put down.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Just got a text message asking us, any opinions on Wilson's possible new contract? I think we should move on.
Whoa.
It's been kind of fun.
I think we should move on, has been called?
Yes.
Yeah, well, really? They seen the quarterback of the state of teams that don't have good quarterbacks in the NFL? It's not pretty.
I always think it's funny when people start, you know, caring that much about what money football players get. I don't care how much money a team gives a football player. If it's like, oh, good, That's awesome. It doesn't impact me in any way, shape, or form.
Dude, I'm the same way as you. And
people get butthurt about it.
The guy brought us a Super Bowl and won us a Super Bowl. I think he should get paid. That's just, because that's how sports work. You never pay a guy for like, they don't ever give him big money for what he's doing right now. He always has to get paid later because, you know, that's just how it goes in sports. Some people have great seasons and never get compensated the way they really should have for the great season they had. Russell made hardly anything when we won the Super Bowl, when you think on the scales of the NFL.
And, I mean, you want to let him move on. I don't know, man. It's very hard to get a quote-unquote franchise quarterback, and you just want to let one walk away while he's still got many great years ahead of him. That's the last thing I want to see happen. I want to see Russell Wilson retire as a Seahawk, but I understand that's probably not going to happen in life. You know, a lot of players at some point are going to go move on because either the team doesn't want them or they want to get more money. I don't foresee the Seahawks letting Russell Wilson walk.
There's not a great option. I there really isn't. I mean, unless Russell puts them in a position where they just can't afford to do it. But then, like you said, Steve, what are they going to do? I mean, there's no better option out there, especially for the penchant of the Seahawks to not put together an offensive line that can consistently protect a non-mobile quarterback. You know, I mean, look, they did good last year and they've improved it. But look, we know this is a defensive-minded idea franchise. And therefore, the fact that Russell can move around a little bit is so helpful to what they want to do in life. He's he's really made for what this team wants to be. So, where are you going to find that? There's nobody, you know, maybe Mahomes, that's the only guy you could think of.
Which is funny that they were trying to draft him.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen, obviously. But they were trying to draft him as a guy that they could maybe just learn under Russ and then eventually take over the spot, which is crazy to think. But that was. Rumor has it something that the Seahawks are trying to do. Apparently, though, the agent for Russell has been talking with the team for the past few days. So it's not like as if they're not trying to bang this out before today, because today is the day where Russell Wilson says if he doesn't get the contract, don't bother him again.
Yeah.
He's not talking about contracts for the rest of the season. Obviously, he's going to play. It's not like he's going to walk. But
I think he's probably said that for the media, which I can understand, because, you know, the sports media will just go insane talking about it for the whole year. I can understand why he'd say that.
Yeah, and also that might just be what his agent is saying. It's a power play. I'm not freaking out about this like some people.
No, I think what gets really underestimated is the poise that Russell has had ever since he's been with us. He has really been a good dude with a good attitude, to the point where he's like a cartoon. People make fun of how he speaks but he's had an amazing attitude and a winning attitude. And, you know, let's look at Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you know, granted, Colin Kaepernick, as far as his political viewpoints, no doubt about it, important. But Colin never had the attitude as far as just as a player. You know, he always had this sort of cocky attitude on the field. Mm-hmm. And most, you know, the same thing with Cam Newton. A lot of these dudes don't have the poise that Russell has to go to work and be a worker and be an amazing positive influence in the locker room in the midst of all the chaos that can happen to any young man that gets the celebrity and the money that a guy of Russell's caliber can get. He doesn't get recognized enough for that. I mean, he's a young dude who seems like he's got the brain of an old dude. That's not easy to do when you're in the NFL.
And not many people could be mature like some of our quarterbacks. Like a guy like Brett Favre from back in the
day.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know, send pictures of his penis to people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody can be like that.
He hasn't got to that level yet.
He hasn't been that mature.
It is amazing when you think that, like, how has that escaped him? So many idiots in the NFL who have had what he has who act like their age, and he doesn't. Russell acts like he's a 40-year-old dude.
Somebody wanted to know, Titanic question for Danny. Being the anniversary today, I'm curious, is your obsession only with the movie itself or the history of the ship and the event as a whole? Unfortunately, Danny takes this day off in honor of the Titanic tragedy.
It's a national holiday for him.
Nice. This is something he does every year, so we never have him in studio on the day of the Titanic tragedy.
I think it's the movie. And
it's 100%
the movie. It's the DiCaprio romance.
You really think Danny cares about history?
Yeah, he doesn't care about that. Yeah, he doesn't.
Seriously.
We should just start asking him history questions about the Titanic.
He wouldn't be able to answer it.
What date did it sink?
Yeah.
If it wasn't covered in the film, I don't think he'd be able to answer it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to.
Yeah, and really, everything in the film that Danny loves has nothing to do with Titanic. The made up love story and all that stuff. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Danny. It's real to him, damn it.
It is real to him.
Yeah, I think we can answer it for you. It's not an obsession about the actual history of the ship.
No, not at all.
Nope. earlier we were talking about there was a place, where was it, in the South that has an underground gentleman's club.
Oh, right, Memphis, yes.
And we were wondering, is there any underground gentleman's clubs here in the Northwest? And somebody says the ones here are all-inclusive. So apparently there are some. Alcohol is free, big money at the door, and everything is tips inside. Very classy hot girls. Usually about $500 at the door.
Oh, that's why we don't know about this. $500 is a lot of cash.
I believe it.
You believe it?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Not here in Seattle. Oh, with the tech boom, maybe some Amazon hornballs or
right?
Amazon hornballs, ladies and gentlemen. A new classification of worker here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's what they named those two spears.
Oh, the hornballs. Yeah. Okay, yes.
That's where the underground strip club is.
Mm-hmm. Look.
Underneath the balls.
As long as
on Westlake.
Yeah. You know, Steve, here's why I believe it. As long as humans strive for power, fame, and money, and as long as those things still can be had, you know there's got to be a place where you can go in there and drop $500 at the door to get in, because not everybody can do that. People like to go to something super exclusive and also... Mm-hmm. Something wrong. Something just a little against the law.
You'd think maybe also it's athletes in town. That's a place for them to go to not get bothered.
I wouldn't be surprised. Again, it fits the athlete's build where they sometimes the rules don't apply to some folks that are athletes.
Yeah.
They have that mindset. I could see that. Yeah.
Dude. I totally got a... Skyler sent us a picture of his tattoo of Mickey Mouse giving the bird, holding a Rainier cannon, smoking a cigarette.
How's it look?
It looks awesome. And I noticed he's got other like Disney characters as well in there. I think from... I think her name is Gadget or one of the... Oh, no, that's Roxanne with Goofy's son.
Oh, yeah, it's a bottle. It doesn't look like a can. It looks like a bottle of Rainier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's classy. You got to drink from the bottle when you're Mickey.
And it's right on his forearm.
Yeah.
BJ, come over here and look at it. I mean, it is.
Oh, come on.
It's yeah. barely noticeable.
That's the old school Mickey fan. I've seen that from the 70s and I mean, I think my brother might even have that tattoo.
If you're looking at that quickly, it just looks like Mickey holding up number one.
Yeah.
And even so, I mean, you have to really stare at that tattoo to see the middle finger.
That's right. You know what? It's lame. And actually, yeah. I support him for actually basically getting fired for that. That shouldn't have been covered up. Gosh, it's hard to believe here, you know, in the 20-teens, people are caring about that to the point that they'd want somebody fired. What is wrong with us?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd
be like, get out of here, customer. I don't even care if you're my customer anymore. Get out of here. You're an idiot.
Somebody want to know, Migs, what was the craziest thing that happened while you were in Vancouver?
Oh, because Steel Panther had you open up for them. Big show at the Commodore. You had three big days.
Yes. Okay, there's one. Let me try and make this radio friendly.
Okay.
I
didn't know there wasn't a show you have this stuff happen you didn't even share with us.
I haven't shared
this
show.
You shared some awesome stuff as it is.
Oh, yeah, all morning. And it's been, and we have an interview that we're going to put on the Make Sketch where we interviewed Stick Zedinia, the drummer of Steel Panther.
Little Sticks.
Which was a lot of fun. But okay, it was the first night, and you know, they do like this VIP thing and hangout thing. And honestly, I did not the next day I woke up and I'm like, did that really happen? I had to ask my bandmates, and they're like, yeah, that legitimately did happen. Because I thought maybe I made it up in my head because I was just so blitzed.
Yeah.
This chick comes up to me and she's trying to be, I think, funny or whatever. And she just goes, Dad? Like that. And I'm like, daughter!
That's awesome.
Because I'm like, oh, all right, I'm going to play along, whatever. She's here to meet Steel Panther. And she's dressed like one of those 80s style things. Just looks all, you know, whatever. And then she goes, and I thought... I'm making this on my head, and then everyone in my band, they confirmed that they heard it. After I said, daughter, and she goes, but that's okay. You can bang your kid. But she said the F word.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
I stood there, I guess. I looked like completely confused by that because she was just out and out just being like, yeah. And I said, I don't click on those thumbnails, and I walked away.
What an answer.
So the next day I woke up like, did that really happen? I said, hey guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Did that girl basically say that she called me her dad and then said it would be okay if I had sex with her?
Yep.
And like, oh yeah, we heard it. And the whole thumbnail thing too was pretty awesome.
I want to get you a shirt that says, I don't click on those thumbnails.
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
That is one of the best responses ever.
Oh my God.
Well done. By the way, very surprising that it came from you. You're usually not that clever.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, BJ.
That was you know what? That was the alcohol talking.
That's gold. It definitely was.
Oh good for you.
Oh, it was so weird.
It just
that was
goes
the weirdest thing
you.
That happened
yeah.
this, for me, at least.
But then again, at the where you were, a Steel Panther show doesn't surprise me.
No. People came to party, bro.
Yeah.
They came to party.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what they're about. I mean, they typify that entire what people would think was going on in the 80s for those kind of bands.
Somebody's like, I don't click on those thumbnails. What is that? Oh, well, if you go to adult film sites.
Yeah.
They have these thumbnails of certain scenes from movies that you could click on, and you can kind of find out what they are based on the thumbnail description. Like,
in some websites, if you hover over it, it'll play for a second.
Right. So there are certain
categories.
I can't believe we're explaining this.
I love this.
There are certain categories that I just choose not to click on. Hence, I don't click on those thumbnails.
Let's be clear, though. This is step parents, okay?
Yes.
There's no relation. There's you know.
We didn't establish that.
There's no Lannister situation.
She didn't say if I was stepdad. She said dad.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I kind of wish she said daddy.
I don't. You didn't see what she looked like.
Does she look like you?
You know, with a blonde wig, maybe, yes.
Oh, whoa. No.
Dude, how trippy would that be? Well, no, we know you never got any action, but wouldn't that be weird if that happened to somebody that, in fact, their daughter just shows up and they, because, you know, all the action they do in life and they don't know? I mean, you know, in the world of rock and roll, I'm sure that's really happened to some rock and roll performer. Not that the sex part, but that their daughter just shows up at a show or that's their kid. You know, because they just, you know, a woman in every port, whatever.
We've had stories where we've heard about certain people making a connection with someone, then to find out that it was a child that they didn't know they.
Oh, that's true. That's
funny. Yeah. Isn't it weird? Like, if you actually had gotten action, because you said you didn't really, because you went to all boys school.
Yes.
Yes. When you were 15, maybe around there, I could be your kid.
Daughter. Yeah. Well, you're both idiots. I would definitely think you're a part of his DNA.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I would go there. All right, here's a question that needs to be answered right now. What do Ryan Castle and a gadget have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a gadget have in common?
You could fidget with me.
With my bum.
Right.
Yeah.
Be an inspector. Gadget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something nice.
One person says you can find both in Vicky's treasure chest.
Yeah.
Oh, like that.
Both are in Steve's drawers.
Yeah, they are.
And Migs has clicked on the thumbnails for both of them.
Yeah,
that is true.
Click on that thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have found out that nothing makes us more angry than technology that does not work. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, 15% of us have said, yeah, you know what? I got so pissed at a gadget, I destroyed the damn thing.
Oh, I have done that.
Yeah. So what's for you guys the worst thing that's, I got the worst thing on the list here that people hate.
I think a controller for a game.
Yeah. My work computer.
Ah, you guys are close.
Yeah. I was going to say cell phone.
Yeah.
Cell phone always works.
Yeah. Slow internet is actually what pisses you off the most. Yeah.
I had an accident with my desk phone the other day.
Oh, really? An accident?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you accidentally slam it down too hard?
Tragedy befell it.
Completely random.
This is not an accident. Ryan Castle's got a 12-pack, and it's coming your way.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
There was that dude that's pissed off about the porn, $85,000 that he's just suing his family over. And the family, of course, got rid of it because they believe he's got an addiction problem. Well, if you do believe that porn addiction is a thing, there is software that's available to help you beat that porn addiction.
That's funny, it's software and not hardware.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that they're trying to beat the addiction.
Oh,
it's doofer.
I miss both of those.
Yeah. It's Monday.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.